Tomorrow, more than 80 million Americans are going to go to the polls, and more than 90% of them are going to vote on a computer with touchscreen technology or optical scanning technology. Computers will be involved in many different ways. On Friday's show, Kevin told me about a documentary he had seen on HBO called Hacking Democracy, which brought up some problems with using that technology. And I don't really think it's the technology that's the problem. I think it's the people behind the technology who are the problem. The documentary is based on the work of a woman by the name of Bev Harris, who started a grassroots organization called blackboxvoting.org, in which she and other members of her organization went to check out whether the numbers that were actually getting out of the computers are the numbers that are actually going into the computers. Nothing could be more central to the American democracy than having your vote literally count and be counted. I've invited Bev to join us here for a few minutes this afternoon and talk about this. Hi, Bev. How are you?
Hi there.
By the way, no relation, Bev Harris, Paul Harris, none whatsoever.
Nope.
Want to establish that up front. Bev, I contend that technology is good, but technology needs oversight. Is that the problem here, bad oversight?
It's not as simple as that. Technology is not necessarily good if you don't need technology to achieve something. The reason being that it's complex, there's more failure points, and there's always going to be more attack points. So with something like voting, you generally want to have the simplest system that you can with the fewest attack points and the fewest failure points, and also that makes it more understandable to the people who are using it. It's generally not a good idea to have something that's put in the hands of a few when it is controlling something as fundamental as our vote.
Absolutely. How confident are you that tomorrow Americans' votes will be counted properly?
I think that that the election tomorrow, it's too late. We've got bad systems in place without adequate checks and balances. And no matter who wins, it's going to be very difficult to say that the election has integrity or is legitimate. What we need to do for this November election, if we don't want this to go on as a nightmare that lasts forever, we need to get out there and document what goes on. Not just tell stories about it like they did in 2004, but go out and get photographs and get public records. Blackboxvoting.org can help you know what to ask for. And make the case that we need real change, and we need it before 2008.
And I should point out that you and your organization are nonpartisan. You've actually helped both Republicans and Democrats who are candidates who were upset with the way things were counted in the past, correct?
Well, yeah, we mostly work with citizens, not as much with candidates, but we don't care at all whether people are Democrats or Republicans. And we're most concerned about if the elections aren't run in a way that citizens can oversee, if you're being obstructed when you try to find out what the heck is going on, we have a problem and it needs to be solved. And unfortunately, nowadays, that obstructiveness is all too common. And that's one of the reasons, in fact, that we encourage citizens to go out and start checking on things, because we know they're going to run into some very shocking situations that are really going to surprise them and galvanize them to real action.
The documentary Hacking Democracy is going to run several times tomorrow, Tuesday, Election Day, on HBO. But for those who have not seen it yet, I'd like you to explain at least a part of it, particularly one of the things that comes at the end called the Hursti hack.
Right. We brought in an expert from Finland, and he was given access to the election system in Leon County, Florida, by the election supervisor, who's a tremendously courageous man by the name of Ian Sancho. And he was able to penetrate the system in less than 60 seconds, simply by reprogramming a memory card, which is like a disk that goes into it. He never actually had to touch the voting machine or any of the other things. He just got out a disk. And that is, by the way, something relatively easy to do nationwide by poll workers and so forth. He was able to actually control the entire election, including all of the paper records, except for the ballot. And in most jurisdictions, they don't actually count the ballots. They just rely on a tape that comes out of the voting machine and a report that comes out of a central tally machine. Well, what he did with the disk actually corrupted both of those so that the election results were entirely wrong. He controlled the election results entirely, and the supervisor of elections was in the room and could not see what happened, and said he would have certified that election had he not known it was rigged.
Now, you said that he didn't have to touch the voting machine. What did he do? How did he do it?
Well, there is in the Diebold system, it's got a bizarre design. It's just bizarre. What it is there's a disk that actually is where the vote data is stored, and that disk contains an additional program which can act on the vote data. So if you can actually pre-stuff the ballot box, as Hursty did, where you put votes, negative and positive votes in it ahead of time, they kind of balance each other out so that you have the right number of voters in the end. And also, you can adjust the program itself so that it acts on the data or on the report and falsifies reports. It's an amazing design where they would put the votes, which are the most sensitive data there is, on a disk with a live program, a living thing that you can change and make it do something it shouldn't do.
These disks she's talking about are memory cards, and I don't know if you've heard this story out of Tennessee today, Bev. Several electronic voting cards, which are used to cast ballots, are now missing from a polling place in Memphis.
Yes, that's right. And one of the things, believe it or not, this is happening every election. It's happened in Georgia. It happened in Cleveland. One of the things we're really asking people to keep tabs on this time is these missing memory cards, because it's ridiculous. A memory card is a ballot box. Can you imagine if they said, 12 ballot boxes are missing. Oh, well, it's a glitch. People would be up in arms. In Cleveland, 70 ballot boxes went missing in the primary. 70. And they still have not accounted for them. So one of these things about these little memory cards, they're the size of a credit card. And, you can put them up your sleeve, in your pocket, in your purse. The old ballot boxes, at least there would be some telltale sign when they went missing, ballot box lids floating in the bay or whatever. But these little memory cards are really something.
Makes you feel nostalgic for the good old days of the hanging Chad.
Well, yes, or the hand-counted paper ballot at the polling place. In fact, Dennis Kucinich, who is, he has put a bill into Congress to suggest doing what they do in Canada and hand-count the presidential race at the precinct in 2008. In Canada, they hand-count the federal races. They turn it around in 4 hours with very little controversy.
The companies that make these systems, you mentioned Diebold, and there are others that do it, they are getting multi-million dollar contracts.
Billions, yes. $4 billion so far.
To make these voting machines and supposedly keep them secure. But as you pointed out at one point in the documentary, security is really the least important thing to them. Is greed at the root of all of this, or is it something even worse?
And also control. One of the reasons that we are nonpartisan is that we've been out in the field enough to see that whoever has custody of these things has a tremendous advantage in keeping their buddies in power.
That's right, because, if there's a precinct where it's going to lean Democratic or Republican, and you want the other side to, you want your side to win, and those votes are going to be for the other side, oop, we lost that smart card, and those votes just aren't going to get counted, right?
Sure, or you can do even a simpler thing, which the Dr. Thompson in the HBO film did, where he actually implanted a virus-like thing in the central tabulator, and it went around and had its way with the votes at the end of the day. And that is particularly dangerous with the absentee votes. Down in the West Coast where we are, we're 80% absentee.
Is part of the problem also that so much of what goes on at the supervisor of elections level, and the people who are charged with making sure that our elections are pure and that the votes get counted, that these have turned into patronage jobs?
Sort of. A lot of them are really good people, but they also have no idea, don't understand the technology they have, so they're very dependent on the vendor. It would be as if you or I was asked to come up and look at an airplane and determine the flight worthiness of a 747. I mean, you and I would be going, well, it's got a couple of wings, it's got a tail, I don't know, it looks good to me. Well, that's about what the election officials are stuck with, because they aren't computer scientists. They don't know how to judge this stuff.
And even if they were, they're not allowed to look at the material that is produced by the companies that are in charge of this. Diebold won't share their information with the officials charged with the oversight of the material, right?
Exactly. I was shocked when I saw their contracts. Their contracts forbid the people who buy the stuff from looking at it. It's like selling you a truck and saying, but you can't look under the hood.
Insanity.
Bev, in the documentary, you're testifying before the folks in California about some of the problems with the voting machines out there, and you had the executive from Diebold there. When you speak to elected officials, when you speak to people who can make laws and make these things, do a little bit more oversight and regulate them, What do they say to you behind closed doors? Because there doesn't seem to be a logical reason to continue down this road.
Correct. And, you know, the British gentleman who made the film, it was an independent film that was picked up by HBO, and they ran into the same thing I did over and over, and they said, you know, you Americans are such Pollyannas. When you really can't explain something, you need to look for where the money's going. And I have to say that there are really indications that people are getting paid or are getting favors in terms of putting them in power.
When I voted in the primary in August here in Missouri, Bev, I voted on a touchscreen for the first time since I'd moved to Missouri, and I didn't get a receipt, I didn't get anything, and I frankly didn't care about it. And until I saw this documentary this weekend, I thought, well, what kind of problems could there really be? All of these concerns are overblown. Would it help if there were something printed out, or is that also, as I think you proved with the Hursty hack, not really a reliable indicator of the numbers they're finally going to get?
Right. The problem being you can't look at that thing at the end. You see, the ultimate reason to have a paper ballot that you've verified is so that we can look at it. But even in the states where they require it, there's no requirement to actually look at those things. Or when there is, it's a very small, like a 1% or a 2% audit. And as it shows in the film, gaming a 3% audit or a 2% audit is a piece of cake if you've got people on the inside that want to do that. It was so interesting what they did in Cuyahoga County, which is Cleveland, where they say, well, random, of course, they're supposed to randomly select 3%, right? Random, our random is our random. We've always selected.
Yeah, they just randomly choose the areas that they don't want to include because it will hurt them politically.
Yeah, or they randomly choose the ones to count because they know they'll match, you know?
Yeah.
It really is, there are systemic problems that are pretty deep. There are things people can do. At blackboxvoting.org, we've put together a citizen's toolkit, and we are very much recommending that people get involved because guess what? Black Box Voting can't do this whole thing for you, and neither can some politician somewhere just wave a magic wand and get a special legislation thing. We really are going to have to get out and oversee things and take back the ability to control what goes on in our elections.
Bev, I appreciate your time today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bev Harris, the website blackboxvoting.org has more information, and this documentary, Hacking Democracy, it's called. It ran several times over the weekend. It is going to run many times tomorrow, Election Day, on HBO, and then on and on throughout the next several weeks. If you haven't seen it, you absolutely should, particularly if you care about all the votes getting counted, including yours. And this is not just a matter of one side complaining or the other side complaining. This is a matter of both sides complaining that the system is not correct.